Coronavirus Update. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Washington's moving to make an antiviral drug more available in the fight against COVID. The AP's Jennifer King.
The White House on Thursday announced more steps to make the antiviral treatment Paxlovid more accessible across the U.S., as it projects COVID-19 infections will continue to spread over the summer travel season. The nation's first federally backed test-to-treat site is opening Thursday in Rhode Island, providing patients with immediate access to the drug once they test positive. More federally supported sites are set to open in the coming weeks in Massachusetts and New York City, both hit by a marked rise in infections.
Despite a nationwide surge in COVID cases, the number of deaths has remained largely stable over the past 8 weeks. Confirmed infections in this country have quadrupled, though, since late March, from about 25,000 a day to more than 105,000 daily now. I'm Rita Foley.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.